Hey there, friends. It's Nick. It's episode 261 of the Story Hacker podcast. And in a change to the published schedule, I'm going to talk about something that happened yesterday. Because yesterday, I went to a funeral in the time of lockdown. And as you can imagine, I hope you haven't had to go through this. It was quite a strange affair. I mean, first of all, we met at the cemetery. Very few people in attendance, of course. And we more or less met by the graveside. The coffin arrived. There was a short service. And essentially that was it. And you know what? I mean, aside from the fact that we, you know, you can't really talk to people. You can't give people the hug that they need or get the hug that you need. Aside from that, what we miss was the stories about Jim, who's the lovely fella that we buried yesterday. So what I'm going to do very quickly is just tell you the shortest story I can about Jim. But a story that had quite a profound effect on me, you know, 20 plus years ago. And just for clarity, Jim was essentially my father-in-law. He wasn't actually my wife's father. He was her uncle, but my wife's father died long before I met her, really. And Jim had kind of stepped into that role. he became my kid's granddad, you know, so he was fully invested, if you like, by the time I met him. And he used to talk about his work. So when I met him, which was over 20 years ago, he was coming to the end of his career. And he was a builder, a steel erector, actually a real expert. And in fact, he'd worked far and wide around the kind of south of England on some pretty major projects. And by the time I met him, he was essentially consulting for bigger firms. And one day in particular, I was talking to him and he said, tomorrow I've got to go to, I can't remember where it was, but it was a long way away, hours and hours drive. And he said, and I said, so are you staying overnight? And he said, no, I always come home. I said, right, okay. And he said, all through my career, it didn't matter where I was working, I would always, always come home. It didn't matter if I got home after everyone had gone to bed, and then I got up the next morning to go back before everyone was awake. But I always came home to my family. Now, he didn't mean that as a lesson. It was him. He'd grown up, I think he was one of nine. And, he'd grown up in this incredibly close-knit family. But it really had an impact on me. And, you know, one of the things that's happened, I guess, in my business life, I've been lucky. I've been successful in business. But I've always prioritised the family first, as I'm sure you do, as we all do. But what he said really made an impact on me. That idea that whatever happens, you come home, was just something. Maybe he was just clever and sly, I don't know. But it, in relation to the fact that I was, you know, I was falling in love with his niece at the time when he told me that. And if you want a good basis, a good basis for a marriage, you know, one of the things is spending time together, turning up, coming back. And, you know, there have been times in my life where, my business life, where I've had to stay away, of course. You know, that does happen. But by default, I've always chosen to come home. And not just, you know, late. One of the great things about running your own business is that you can, to some extent, choose your hours. And I've been lucky that most of the time, disregarding panics, I've been able to be around for, you know, my wife and my kids, be home in time for tea, you know, be home ready to, when they were young, to, you know, to put them in the bath or read them a story or, you know, muck around playing games or whatever it was. And so now Jim's gone, and I guess a lot of his wisdom went with him, but I'm really lucky. I feel really lucky that he passed that particular piece on to me. So rest in peace, Jim. Thanks for all the laughs.